This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show. Just watching the Attorney General debate between Keith Ellison and Doug Wardlow. Interesting stuff, friends. Do pay attention to the presupposition, what the conversation is based on. And off of Keith Ellison, the Quran, Doug Wardlow, the Bible, and the upholding of the Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, and Doug Wardlow has it right. The Quran, friends, is incompatible with the United States Constitution, just so you know. That's why when looking at Keith Ellison here, folks, there's not a thing that you can believe that he has to say. Why? Because he stands antithetical, in direct contrast to who we are as a people. And it's permissible under his false god, 1 Timothy 4:1, to go ahead and lie on his behalf. Now, how many of us can serve a god that lies to have his way? It shows you folks that he's incompetent. He's impotent. He has no power. See, our God demands that we tell the truth because it's truth that makes men free. And it's the law, when we adhere to it, that makes us free, fulfilled by grace through Jesus Christ. With that said, interesting stuff going on here in the state of Minnesota, friends. And I know that just the name Keith Ellison is bringing a national debate because people are trying to figure out why in the state of Minnesota he's even on the platform in the first place. We'll see what happens up and coming in the next 6 days. With that said, I have my friend Tim Brown, and I mean that, my friend, online with me right now, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. With that said, he had just written an article, wondered why all those Trump stickers on fake mega bomber van were so pristine. Here's why. So, Tim, I called him right before the show, and I asked him, will you get on the radio, and will you share with the American people the propaganda that's being rolled out for the American people to be, to be taken with. Welcome to the show, Tim. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for jumping on with such a short amount of time, and or actually notice, I should say. With that said, Tim, on your article, by the way, you're doing really well on it already, and you just posted it this morning here. What's going on with this mega bombers van? I mean, we need to know. Please let us know.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, you know, when I first sort of patrolled all the information was out there when they first arrested this guy. Of course, he is registered as a Republican voter, and he's been that since 2016. But the fact of the matter is before that he was a Democrat. Now, you know what I think about Republicans and Democrats, but at least in what they profess two different things. They're kind of like Ellison and the other guy you're mentioning there.
Wardlow.
They do profess two different things. So I'll at least give them that their platforms are completely different. And their ideologies are different. But in any case, this guy, everybody made mention of the fact that when they saw the pictures of his van, these, you know, he's in Florida. Florida gets hot. They have rain there several afternoons. I mean, you know, down where he is, several afternoons. And so when you get that combination of things going on, you get faded, bumper stickers, decals, all this kind of stuff, and they start to weather. They start to peel and crack and everything else. These things, I mean, he's allegedly a Trump supporter for 2 years, almost 2 years. And so people made the observation. I mean, these things look like they're brand new, and they were.
That looks like a billboard. I'm looking at it right now, Tim. It looks like an advertisement for the setup.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
Sure, and it's a hazard, too. I mean, he's covering up completely his back windows and his passenger side window with these stickers, so there's no way he can see out his rearview mirror. There's no way he can see out the side mirror on those things either. And the fact that he'd be driving around in Florida and not be pulled over and ticketed over that is, you know, I mean, of course he's not. He hasn't caused an accident, but there is that question of why wouldn't that have happened. So anyway, there's a guy. He's a investigative journalist. He's a award winner, Shad Olson. He was able to grab several screenshots from this guy Caesar's Facebook page. August 28th. That's what, a month and a half ago. Not even that long ago. He's got video of the van without any of these stickers, and it's got pinstriping down the side and all of that. So that's at least these stickers are less than 2 months old. Let's put it that way. And his van is basically, you know, you can't make it out from anybody else because it wouldn't be an issue. Not only that, he began to attend, you know, Trump meetings and stuff like this, rallies, a short time as well. I mean, it was not like an ongoing thing that he was some guy, you know, even obsessed with it. It's clear that he was setting this up. What gets even more interesting, though, and people can see the pictures for themselves as to what it is. What's interesting is this guy worked at a strip bar or a strip club. Even his boss says, you know, we don't talk politics or religion, you know, that whole thing. And so she says, I'm surprised, but even she says he needs to be prosecuted. So you start to say, well, who's fund? I mean, my question is, well, who's funding this guy? He just isn't out there doing this on his own. He didn't come up with this on his own. Who's funding him? We really need to dig into what about his bank accounts? I'm sure that, you know, you're not going to find just the run of the mill deposits in there from your local Democrat person or somebody or a CIA deal like that. But I'm sure if you trace the money back, you would be able to find out who that is. But what was interesting was one of the posts on Facebook said, this was from 2 years ago, September 16, 2016. I would like to wish my great friend from Academy, 9 years military school, Ricky, a happy birthday and lifetime from CIA.
Yeah, there it is.
So my guess, and understand, Ricky is none other than Enrique Prado. He is a former CIA agent. There is a book that's written. It's called a 50-page ebook called How to Get Away with Murder in America by author Evan Wright, and it tells the story of little Ricky from the CIA, Enrique Prado.
I'm going to take a quick break, Tim. Tim, just hold on for 1 second. I'm going to pull you up on the next segment. This is interesting because, folks, the plot thickens. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Talking with Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Folks, we're going to be talking about the American church is lending a helping hand in its own judgment and or destruction. With that said, we're talking to Tim Brown, senior editor of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. And he just wrote an article called Wondered Why All Those Trump Stickers on Fake Mega Bomber's Van Were So Pristine. Here's why. Tim, you were just setting it up, as you can see how this was set up. And we were just starting to talk about how the plot begins to thicken.
Yeah, one of the things, and I got it, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday, and somebody from Facebook sent me a message, this screen grab from his Facebook account before it was expunged, and that's kind of an interesting thing. Sometimes when these things happen, they shut down the social media aspect. If you're not in there when it happens, they get in there and shut it down. They don't leave it up for you to examine and to go through. But, you know, I guess one of the things they haven't learned yet is that the Internet and people, you know, just a mass amount of people having access to the information. That's why the Internet, the free flow of information, is such a vital thing. Is, yeah, you can get disinformation and get misinformation, but you've got people who are genuinely interested in what's going on and in the truth, and so they grab this stuff and they download it and they save it. They put it up somewhere else so that, you know, people can't get their hands on it. So one of the great things about Mike Adams at brightone.com, you know, competing with YouTube, and, you know, no censorship there. You can upload your videos and you don't have to worry about them being taken down just because you may differ with a political view. But one of the things that they grabbed was, you know, his congratulations on September 16, 2016, to a friend of his who had a lifetime at the CIA. Now, this guy is named Enrique Prado. I was mentioning before the break, there is a 50-page ebook that I've linked to that you can read online by Evan Wright, and it tells the story of Enrique Prado. And Enrique Prado is a lot different than our guy, Kevin Schiff. This guy, according to the book, He ran a federal organized crime squad out of the Miami-Dade. He's a high-ranking, or he was a high-ranking CIA officer turned Blackwater employee, and he oversaw assassination units for both the CIA and the contractor that he worked for. Federal organized crime squad ran out of the Miami-Dade Police Department, was tied to him to seven murders carried out while he worked as a bodyguard for a narco crime boss. And at the time, the CIA declared him unavailable for questioning. The investigation was shut down before he was arrested or tried, and according to Wired, he moved a secret death squad from the CIA to Blackwater, and according to Prado was involved with the mafia throughout his CIA career, which ended with him as head of the agency's secret assassination squad against Al-Qaeda. He writes, in protecting Prado, the CIA arguably allowed a new type of mole, an agent, not of a foreign government, but of American criminal interest, to penetrate command. Now, this is this guy's friend, okay? And so when we're thinking about these things, there's no wonder that many Americans have called false flag on this. Everything about it, stinks to high. I mean, you send bombs to your political opponents. I mean, there's a number of things. They're not even real bombs that could go off. That was the first thing.
Yeah.
And they're filled with glass. Most of the time, any pipe bomb is filled with some kind of metal so that you get shrapnel from it. Glass would just be vaporized, basically. They were made out of PVC. They weren't made out of metal. Then you have the packages that are obviously mysterious. They're being delivered, yet there's no, you know, indication that the post office ever even received these things. There's no stamping on them over the stamps or anything.
Let me interject a thought. This reminds me, this is what's coming to me right now, Tim, is the fact that Joseph Mengele, the SS officer, he knew that Adolf Hitler, history teaches us that Adolf Hitler, and dictators, both of the past and in the present today, there's nothing new because they all serve the same master, John 10:10, John 8:44, Isaiah 14. With that said, it's interesting to note that Joseph Mengele said, the more that we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. And when I called you earlier before to get you on the program today to highlight your article on Sons of Liberty Media, it was interesting. The first thing I said to you is I cannot find for the life of me one person, not even one negative comment on posts, Tim. I cannot find one person that's falling for the narrative that the CIA-controlled media is throwing on the American people today. And this started on Saturday when I seen the headline on the Star, as they call it, the Communist Star here in Minneapolis, Star and Tribune, which is a communist propaganda machine. Everybody knows it. That's what they call it here. And it said on the front headline, in essence, it was talking about the bombs that were sent to the president's critics, right? And I looked down on it, and as I looked at it, I just looked up at the cashier. I don't know her from Mary or Sue or whatever the case is. I don't know who she was. And I just looked at it, and I kind of chuckled a little bit, and it's daily I do that, by the way. But I particularly looked at this one, and then I read it out loud. And then when I read it out loud, the headline on the Star and Tribune, I said, does anybody believe this? And she looked at me, and she nodded her head. I'm sorry. She turned her head back and forth, signifying that she doesn't believe it. And then I said, does anybody believe this narrative? And she looked at me, and she did the same exact thing. Now, with that said, Tim, I posted a couple memes on our outlets, on live streams. Hundreds and hundreds of comments. I can't find one that is falling for this narrative. Now, just for the sake of time, I got 4 minutes left with you. I want you to go ahead and tell us what your perspective is as you dig into the propaganda machine here, the false flags that are being seen here. And by the way, this isn't the only one, America. We're beginning to see more and more and more and more and more of this. And false flag is where you're seeing government intervention. And then what they do is they always have their fall guy, the guy that they can point their finger, their point guy, as when it goes down, he's the one that goes with it, and he's the one that did everything. And what I'm gathering from even what you're saying to us now, Tim, is he's had help doing the things that he's doing. You know, it's just my gut feeling. He probably didn't realize that he was going to be the one that was set up for the fall. What say you?
Well, you know, nowadays I have no idea. If he's got ties with a CIA guy like that, who's involved in some of the criminal activities he was involved in, I'm not so sure that he didn't know what he was involved in. And maybe after this is all over, it'll quietly go away. We won't hear anything about this guy. Because you know how everything is in the media. I mean, you can't even get... We can't even really stay on one story. I mean, it was so difficult to stay on the Bundy thing because something new is coming out every day. And the American people are so distracted over, you know, the next shiny thing that comes out that they'll say, oh, well, what about this? Well, what about... And, you know, a lot of guys, I got to tell you, Brian, there's a lot of people who, you know, that do the problem solving, whether it's over the Kavanaugh thing or it's over the Russia investigation. They write all this stuff and all. And I go, guys... You spend all this time doing it. Now, you can figure this out as just a regular old citizen with what little information you have. Why are our representatives not bringing some justice about it? And they have...
That's right. That's right.
Infinitely more information than you do.
That's
this
right.
Should tell you, and I'll just, let me put this out this way. I have a friend, he was in Bulgaria under communism. And when... He talks about a beatdown. He talks about a real beatdown. He said, we would protest. They came in with sticks and would beat us down. He lived there when communism fell and helped to rebuild or restore, you know, order and things like that. He said, do you know how we beat it? Now, this is going to surprise some people because you're saying communism. Well, that's dictatorship and this, that, and the other. And to a certain extent, it is. But the communists let their people vote. And he said, once we learned to quit voting for the two parties who were stepping all over us, that's how we got it. That's how we got them out.
Yeah.
We stopped doing that. And he was able, now he lives in Texas, and he's a Christian, one holds by the law of God, promotes that and preaches the gospel. And this is where America's got to learn too. If you're caught up in a savior mentality, some kind of mess, and there are people on the Republican side doing that with Donald Trump just as much, if not more, than Barack Obama. I mean,
oh, you're right.
You remember the Messiah things for Obama? Well, my goodness, they're making dolls out of Donald Trump. They're making all kinds of other, you know, stuff that rivals anything that Rome ever put out for the Catholic Church.
This got 10 seconds, Tim.
Yep, that's it. And that, no, that's exactly what it is. Right. It's making them look like this.
That's exactly right. We appreciate you, Tim. Thanks for jumping on with me. Tim Brown, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wondered why all those Trump stickers on fake Mega Brothers van were so pristine? Check it out. We'll be right back on the other side.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He accepted a public defender, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady, on what will happen at that hearing on Thursday.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who are exercising their religious beliefs.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in a federal court in South Florida today. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen joined Fox News and was asked if Sayoc had any help.
The investigation is still underway. What I can assure you is if there are additional perpetrators, they will also be brought to justice.
Sayoc is facing 48 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to throw one more comment into the conversation I just had with Tim Brown concerning what's going on with this false flag mega bomber and his ties to the CIA once again. If you remember right, friends, back in the time of John F. Kennedy's assassination, and I've shared this with you in the past, concerning 1 Kings, 2 Kings, you'll see that conspiracies happened over and over and over again. You can also check out Jeremiah 11:9. There's a conspiracy among you. With that said, conspiracies always took place within. Okay, they have to have absolute control. And by the way, you see the same thing from the homosexuals. You see the same thing from the Muslims today and the socialists. They want to control the conversation. They can't have any outside interference. Now, you need to keep that in mind because this is exactly how the CIA-controlled media operates. They don't want anybody. Listen, if they attack someone, they don't want any response. They don't want any retaliation, so they'll suppress the retaliation. They just want to paint the picture about who they want to paint the picture concerning whatever or whoever it may be, okay? And they want you to leave it there, okay? Just do as you're told. You do as I say that you do. You can do what you are allowed to do, and you cannot do no more. And it goes on and on and on. It's complete dictatorship is what it is. Going back to the John F. Kennedy assassination, we know now, through several folks, from Lady Bird, who wrote in her book that Johnson is behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Of course he was, because he was the one that gained from it. That's all you have to look at, who gains from the assassination. How we reversed everything day after John F. Kennedy's assassination concerning Vietnam, so on and so forth. With that said, also keep in mind Johnson's attorney came out and laid it at the feet of none other than Johnson as well, as did CIA whistleblowers laid at the feet of none other than Johnson. Of course, lines up with scripture, perfect. It's not questionable. It's not a theory. It's a conspiracy, period. During the JFK assassination, by the way, today, there's a high percentage of the American people that still don't believe the Lee Harvey Oswald connection. That was the lone wolf that shot John F. Kennedy. A high majority of the American people still don't believe it. They didn't back then, and they still don't. But yet, year by year, the media is always busy trying to indoctrinate the next generation to believe what we say. Okay? Don't listen to those people that know the truth. Listen to us who lie to you on a continuous basis. James File came out in the early 2000s. As the one that was responsible for shooting John F. Kennedy. If you have not taken the time to watch this confession from James File, do yourself a favor and do it. And after you watch, I believe it's an hour and a half to 2 hours of his confession in prison today, if you're convinced that he is not the one, I'm going to be taken back, because as I watched this, I told my wife, as I was looking at her and watching this documentary on his confession, I said, this is the guy that did it. He's too highly detailed. He knows too much for it not to be him. Well, if you go to James File, keep in mind James File did get the help of a guy named Lee Harvey Oswald to set up the assassination. He shot him from the grassy knoll where over 200 people, along with the police, that were eyewitnesses to this shooting of John F. Kennedy, well, he acknowledged that's exactly where he was when this took place. But before they set up the assassination on the grassy knoll there in Dallas, Texas, been there a couple times. No, I think three times, four times maybe. But it's interesting to note, friends, that during that time, Lee Harvey Oswald did help James File set up the assassination. And they talked about how there were three different teams. Now, these three different teams didn't know each other. They were just set there. And by the way, this is how they operate. Just ask Edward Snowden and NASA and how they operate through surveillance, friends. There's levels of people that are used. They have handlers. They all have handlers. One team doesn't know what the other team is doing. And that's exactly what happened during this assassination on John F. Kennedy. But what I said to Tim is this guy was being set up, he was being used, and he was set up for the fall. Little did he know that he was probably the one that was going to be set up for the fall. And I'm talking about what Tim Brown was just highlighting. Well, guess what? James File said the same exact thing of Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald was helping set up the assassination of John F. Kennedy, though he wasn't the one that pulled the trigger. He was the fall guy. He was set up as the fall guy. And folks, this is what they do. They'll turn on their own in a moment. Do you expect those that lie to you? Hey, friends, do you expect, well, let me say it this way. Those that are in the mob know how this works. They only kill their own. They also have to have a little common sense. Anybody in a corrupt network, wicked network, has to realize that if someone's telling them to lie for the higher-ups, they have to, and if you don't know, I'm about to tell you, if they're telling you to lie to somebody else, you can rest assured that they're lying to you as well, okay? And you know, because we know that Lee Harvey Oswald had a handler. He was controlled, okay? He had handlers, and his handler, his higher-ups, knew that they need him and needed him as the patsy, just like I believe that this guy turned out to be a patsy as well. And what do we have in the mix? The mob and the CIA, the FBI, and guess who else, friends? The local police in Dallas. Folks, that is the very ingredients to nothing short of the mob and mob control. But you do yourself a favor and go to James File, okay? Again, this isn't a theory. This is a fact. His name was James File. There is a documentary, and there is a confession from James File. You watch that, and you tell me that this man is not telling the truth. And share, friends, with your friends this video as well. Those that may have questions as to what happened around the assassination of John F. Kennedy, because this guy answers every single question and then more. And notice again how highly detailed he is in the times, the streets, the connections, the people, and he is totally honest. And I believe that this man has now been converted to be a Christian as well. He talks a little bit about that. His name is James File. He confesses that he was the one that shot JFK. And again, check that out when you get some moment. When you get a moment, I'm sorry. One of the things I wanted to do today is cover the American church's lending a helping hand in its own destruction. Its own judgment is really what it comes to. Judgment under destruction, okay? Because they've refused to take heed to the warnings. Just today, this morning, I was driving and I noticed that there was this particular sign. It was a scrolling sign. And it was on the grounds of what you and I would think as we just drive by it as a Christian church. And they call themselves a Christian church, but the difference is it's not Christ that's the head of this church. It's the enemy of men's souls. Why do I say that? When you look at the scroll, it says, "All welcome," all caps. Okay, Impact font, by the way. All caps, Impact font. It said, "All are welcome." This is a LGBT community, okay? And then it said right after that, on the scroll, America, this says it all. It really does. It said right after, "All welcome," this is an LGBT community, talking about their said church. Right after that, it said this. It said, "Where we take the word of God seriously, but not literally." Did you hear what I said? This church of Satan, folks, you have, in other words, what you have here is a bunch of people that call themselves believers, but not literal believers. Okay? All welcome, capital letters, impact font. This is an LGBT community. And this has everything to do with what I'm talking about right now. And then it says, "Where we take the word of God seriously, but not literally." Folks, the Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. Again, these are those that profess themselves to have the answers to the world, yet they're being influenced by the spirit of the world. I mean, it's like a man that grabs an anchor that weighs more than he does, and he's going to go out there and save people that are drowning? Are you kidding me, friends? That's what these people are doing. And this is becoming prevalent in the United States of America. They have no business calling themselves a church. If they want to call themselves the Church of Satan, they can go ahead and do that, because that's more believable with these pretenders, these hypocrites, than is what they claim to be. We take the word of God seriously, but not literally. I'm wondering, and I'm curious, is that how the Lord sees it? Is his word literal? Well, let me ask you this then. According to their fallen doctrine, was it not to be taken literally that Jesus Christ died on Calvary for the sins of mankind? I mean, what can be their answer to a fallen world if they didn't first repent for their sins, which they have not? And this is why I continuously call out the professed church in America for teaching the false grace doctrine, false love, false mercy, friends. You know, Amos 6:3 says, "You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near." Listen to that carefully. Let me ask you this. As America and Americans wickedly depart from the living God according to his word, are things getting better for us, America, or are things becoming worse for us, America? Just to basically balance out, does the Lord really mean what he says? Well, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Listen again, Amos 6:3. "You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near." I want to tell you what, friends, this is the very reason there's judgments in the world. Because you have people that are literally spitting against heaven and denying the Word of God, which is literal, by putting a question mark to the Word of God rather than putting an exclamation to the Word of God. But I'll tell you this, what man leaves off with a question mark, God always brings about an exclamation point, and I'm going to get to that on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Into the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I'm highlighting right now, friends, how the American church is lending a helping hand in its own judgment, its own destruction. I just drove by a church, a building that calls itself a church, a Christian church. And the font was in Impact, capital letters, all welcome. And then it said, this is an LGBT community. And then it said, where we take the Word of God seriously, but not literally. Oh, my goodness. Hey, you know what? We see that truck coming. We know that we're standing in the middle of the street in parallel, in metaphor to judgment, Hebrews 9:27. But, you know, we take it seriously that that truck's coming at us called judgment, but, you know, we don't take it literally. We'll just keep standing there then. Just keep standing there obstinate. Keep spitting against heaven. Keep doing your best to pull the teeth and the pith and marrow, the heart out of the Word of God. Because you can rest assured, you are going to get a reply from heaven. Because God is not mocked, Galatians 6. On Saturday, I spent some time talking about how people in this country are worried about illegal immigrants. And they're also worried about the Muslims coming into the United States of America. And, of course, we were also highlighting that the representatives, criminal masquerading as mayors, that are responsible parties alluring the illegal immigrants into the United States of America into illegal sanctuary cities. Okay, there's no such thing, friends. It's against the Constitution and the enumerated laws. With that said, I've also brought up the point on Saturday that it's the church that's helping these felons masquerading as mayors. They're the ones helping the mayors and the Muslims come into the United States of America, the American modern-day church. You can't make this up, friends. I also brought up, outside of the fact that we have seen the Christless church in this country advocate what God clearly condemns, and that on so many different fronts, such as sodomy, with Muslim immigrants systematically following the homosexuals every step and upending American law. Read Acts 5:32. 1 John 2:6, 1 John 5:12. You know, when you go to these churches, they have the rainbow flags pinned to the side of their buildings, and it says, like I'm highlighting right now, all are welcome on their said churches and their churchyard signs. Read Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, and Jude 1:7. By the way, this should come as no surprise. Matter of fact, in Minnesota now, you're seeing on church signs, it's talking about advocating for the Muslims to move into their neighborhoods. And keep in mind, they're using the gay churches, the Muslims are, okay? And I'm not talking about those that are here to assimilate. I'm talking about those that mean to bring their death culture with them into the United States of America. Just so you know, just for the record. I also want to say, before thinking that I'm in any way picking on self-professed Christians, do remember that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Matthew 23, read the whole thing. That's what got him crucified. And it amazes me how people are not grieved for the compromises and hypocrisy of these pretenders that call themselves Christians. Furthermore, the American church talks much of false grace, Galatians 5:13, a love which worketh iniquity, Matthew 24:12, and of course they love to recite mercy triumphing over judgment in James 2:13. Now that's what you hear from the professed church, but you don't hear that which preceded that portion of the text, okay? Folks, they know nothing of love, that's why they don't know real mercy, okay? They know nothing of mercy because they know nothing of love, which is the fulfilling of the law to establish judgment within the gates, Amos 5:5, that we might know righteousness and peace, Luke 11:42. Read these scripture references, friends. Charles Hayden Spurgeon said, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. That's exactly right. As if to suggest that it is somehow love and mercy to advocate for what God condemns. Baloney. Is it merciful to allow our children to be subject to the sodomites in public schools instead of enforcing the law against their crimes? Unto judgment, which condemns the wicked and justifies the righteous and protects the innocent? Let's put it into perspective here, friends. Isaiah 51 verse 4. Remember, I just seen a scrolling sign on a church, parking lot here in Minnesota, where it says, all welcome, this is a LGBT community, where we take the word of God seriously, but not literally. Keep that in the mix. Hey folks, how does the Lord deal with these pretenders that do not take the word literally? Because this will help you further in any objections you may have or time-wasting debates. That's all you have to do is look to history on if the Lord means what he says when it comes to the word. Okay? Period. If the Lord means what he says when it comes to his word. Okay? Here's the answer from heaven to those that say, we take the word of God seriously, but not literally. Does the Lord? Jude 1:7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about like in the like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. By the way, if you've not taken the time to go to WyattMuseum.com, you can still see in Sodom and Gomorrah, where it used to be, the sulfur balls located in the millions where that city was destroyed. WyattMuseum.com. Do your due diligence. Then we have abortion, the murder of the innocent in the womb. As many of you know, abortion is not talked about from the pulpits. Therefore, it's advocated to their silence and apathy across America from over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent. Instead of protesting Matthew 16, 17, and 19, they now have become accomplices to a corrupt government system that sanctions what it should in fact lawfully condemn, Proverbs 17, 15. No longer is it one nation under God with these hypocritical and apathetic pretenders, these professors, Matthew 21, verse 23, but now it has become whatever the state and Supreme Court says, well, you know what, it must be so. How contrary to Scripture, Romans 12:21, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. 60 million babies, 18 states, have been murdered, Proverbs 6:17, since 1973, and that under the guise of a woman's choice and because the government said so, while the Christless church is found derelict of duty when it comes to protesting these crimes against God and man, yet somehow in their reprobate minds, Titus 1:16, they believe that, as we are told by the modern day professors out of text, that somehow their version of mercy rejoiceth against judgment is to now allow the murder of the innocent in the womb and to do nothing about it. This is what the hirelings are telling you. Read Deuteronomy 4, which contradicts their every word. Again, I ask, is it a mercy for innocent babies to be murdered in the womb while the American people stand back and do nothing to protect them in lawfully judging them that are committing the act of murder? Deuteronomy 19:21. Again, the Bible clearly teaches opposite. And yet, if you put it into scriptural context and see it all the way through, line upon line, precept upon precept, you can see the Lord is making it clear to whom judgment belongs and to whom mercy belongs. Here is James 13 in the full context. It first says, they recite, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment, Bradley. Yeah, but what preceded that? My little effeminate reprobate. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy. Boy, isn't it amazing when you put things into context how it has so much more meaning. And people say, I knew something was missing. I knew something was missing. Well, this is why you have a false balance in this country, friends, because you've been listening to the wrong people. Americans have not showed mercy in protecting the innocent. Therefore, according to Scripture, they will receive no mercy in judgment. God-given mercy on the behalf of the innocent, friends, is that he judges the nations for not showing mercy by defending their little innocent lives. Also read Isaiah 26, verse 9, and Amos 9, 10. And then when you begin to look at Scripture and how God dealt with Manasseh for shedding innocent blood, friends, it was not good. It's not just to be taken seriously, friends. It is to be taken literally. 2 Kings 21, verse 16. 2 Kings 23, verses 26 through 27. 2 Kings 24, verse 2 through 4. You know, it's funny, friends. What's interesting, at the look of irony here, Americans are afraid of the Muslims coming into this country because of their barbaric ways, and rightly so, such as terrorizing, beheadings, and the chopping off of bodily limbs. You can find that in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 33, chapter 8, verse 12, which, by the way, the abortionist murderers are guilty of committing the same exact crimes against the innocent, both in and out of the womb, right in our own backyards, with the full-fledged support of corruption in government and the apathetic in the professing churches.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.